All right, we are back.
We are back. We are back for another episode. Back.
I'm sad, Vern.
Puff and Vern.
But Vern, I'm sad.
Why are you sad? Why are you sad, Puff? Puff, tell me why you sad, Puff.
Because Raptors love take a dusting.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, we're going to get to it. Let's hurry up and get to it. See how sad I am when I play the wrong tune?
When I play the wrong tune, guy.
I'm not even on point because so sad.
Wrong tune.
Raptors are
run the tune.
Back once again.
Yeah, we're back once again. Let's start. Let's start the party.
I didn't even get the dance.
No time for dance. Goodness. I think you're right, slapped up by a welcome garbage back team.
Welcome back to another episode of Puff and Vern.
No time to dance.
Yo, Puff is vexed. So let me show you real quick, yo.
I'm not vexed.
Subscribe.
I'm sad.
Like, subscribe.
That's why I had to wear the black Raptors. I'm sad.
Run it, Puff. Run it. You're not going to get into it?
No, man. Let's get into the pod. I'm sad.
That's what I'm saying.
Get into the pod. Raptors got dust out.
Tell them why you're sad.
Raptors took serious dust out. VW.
Give him a triple-double with blocks.
I had to get him a new name. He's Inspector Gadget. You know, remember Inspector Gadget cartoon? When his arm used to go, blocks at him.
I said the same thing. Right, but I my new name for him is Long Arm. Remember that cartoon Cops when there's Long Arm of the Law? Yo, that man just threw his cuff across type of thing and catch man and bring him back in.
I see Perno try to do some move and go up and under. He's like, man, get out of here. I see Grady Dick try to go to Lay Miss, go shoot, man, get out of here.
Every time he comes to the lane, he's like, VW. After the halftime, I was like, yo, this game's done, bro. They couldn't get nothing.
Why do the Raptors love to go down by 20?
Why do they love to be down by 20?
Anyways, yo, I guess if the listeners, you already know, we're in the Raptors Rewind.
It's a new look.
Man, we need to fast forward. The Raptors new look. Rewind.
They got boxed up the last game. Mm. Boy, rebuilding is going to solid 2 years. It's going to be rough.
But you're going to see Barnes has to go through enough growth. When Siakam had that thing on him and they're like, oh, Siakam isn't, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, you're garbage, you're trash,
He has to go through the growth.
And they gave him the keys and they're saying he's a golden boy. That's the pressure. Because now the best defender, who they playing? Mm-hmm. They're playing him.
It's him.
Before right. They weren't necessarily playing him.
But you see, with him now, it's a shorter span that he has to show, right? Because at least Siakam, how much years of the Raptors suck for Siakam to develop?
And there's so
many. Siakam had 4 or 5 years, 6 years, and then he started coming to him. You have to do it in the next 2 to 3 years.
Oh, they're going to throw him in the fire because but it also is going to put some ownership on the coach because there's a few games where Barnes is going off in the first two quarters, maybe three quarters, and all of a sudden the fourth and overtime, the man takes one shot. Like, yo, you need to set up the offense where this man's going to catch the ball in the paint with one man to beat. Set him up.
And just go.
Set him up.
But it's not going to be all on him, though. It's going to be majority of him, but RJ needs to step up and start bringing more dynamic to his game and quickly. I think they have it. They just need to be like, yo, you're the man that we're running with, so you need to step up as the main court. Right. So we'll see what's going on.
I want to fast forward through these box-ups. So let's fast forward to this rewind.
Exactly.
Today. So
hit the gas. We're going straight to
We don't have time for that. No time for that. So let's talk about the trade deadline. There's enough trades that went through.
Yeah. We're kind of a little late on that. But you know what I mean? Before I say that, I've never big up the New York Knicks. But New York Knicks
went off.
The way the East is saying, guy, I'm calling you right now, baby. Eastern Conference Finals, guy. New York Knicks. I'm not a New York Knicks man. And I'm saying
New York Knicks made some serious moves. And it looks like they're going for it. I think they do have a set up team. But even with their moves, okay, the list of man they got. Do you remember the guys they got? They got
Alec Burke.
They got Bojan Bogdanović.
And remember OG before.
They got OG. Right?
They offload a couple of men. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Evan Fournier and them guys are offloaded to Detroit. But I like the moves, what they did. Because now they shore up their bench. They give DiVincenzo now minutes. And DiVincenzo's been balling since he got minutes. Mm-hmm. And there's another kid that they're giving minutes to now that they traded quickly. So, yeah. And did a game that they lost. The refs teeth them. Yo, Knicks.
Oh, they teeth them that game. But okay.
Knicks.
Now, with the Knicks saying, oh, they were the best team that made all the trades and they're ready for it. They can't do it. And how far you think they're going? You think they're getting past
Eastern Conference Finals?
They're going to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. You say two?
Eastern Conference Finals with a chance to go to the finals.
I think their cap is the Eastern Conference Finals. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if they got there. I don't think they're going to the finals.
They could, but the way... Again, who if they buck upon a team, Boston, come on, man. Other than JT, they're not going to get physically inside.
Come on, Boston.
They have a chance, bro.
They're not beating
Boston. They have a chance. They are not. As I said, Knicks, Eastern Conference Finals.
They're not beating Boston.
Possibility to go to the finals.
They're not beating.
But those are... I think the Knicks won the trade deadline. That's for sure.
Yeah, I agree. But
to me.
But I'm just saying, how far are they really going to go with all those trades and their moves?
Yo, listen, I might have to say finals still. Knicks.
Bird, you're crazy.
Might have to say that. Like I'm not a Knicks man. I'm not a New York Knicks man.
You sound like...
And I'm saying New York Knicks? Oh, Lord of mercy.
I would say they'll
sound like Stephen A. Smith.
If they line up right, they will get to the Eastern Conference Finals. But if they play Boston in the semifinals, they're not reaching. So it all depends if they line
finish up. Top three seed.
They're not going to beat Boston. I think out of all the teams, they're not beating Boston.
New York's going to finish with a top three seed, and that's going to avoid Boston until the conference finals.
All right, we'll see.
Right.
We'll see. Right. So who else do you see made significant trades?
Significant moves.
Or that will say, wow, I like that trade. Honestly, the one trade I would say I'll bring one up is a Buddy Hield. I think Buddy Hield finally getting traded.
I like that.
And being on the 76ers, that's going to open up the floor for Embiid. That's a nice trade. The only thing a sad part is Embiid's injured. I wish Embiid wasn't injured.
And
76ers.
That's what I was going to say.
All right, no.
That's what I was going
to
say.
They could be trying for next year. I don't know how long it takes them to, to go through. But I don't see Embiid coming back and being effective this year. I think it's something like those things in the knee is better to sit and rest and really get it.
No, you're instead of that's coming and
trying
to
force it, because playoff time, you're going to be paying extended minutes. It's intense. Like,
yeah,
I'd rather just rest that and be ready. Your team is looking solid. Just rest it and be ready. But what other trades would you want to bring up?
I was going to say the same point to that, right? Because Buddy Hield, it's not going to cut it this year, because Embiid, I don't see how effective you're going to be in the playoffs. Other than that, the next thing, Dallas. I rate Dallas, what Dallas did, bringing in P.J. Washington from Charlotte, and also
that's a nice
Gafford.
Trade.
And also Gafford, the big man from the Washington Wizard, he's nice. I always liked him. He always battled the Raptors at the time, but Gafford is good.
He has a lot of energy.
Who did they
that
get?
That is a nice trade.
I think that move right there solidified Dallas, and Dallas has been balling since those moves.
Dallas has been balling. I just want to play off.
I like that one.
Yeah, we'll see.
The OKC move is, I'm still, it's a veteran they get, but Gordon.
Or Gordon, yeah, Brendan. It's Gordon Haywood. Brooke up.
Gordon Haywood, yeah. Like, that one is all right, but the Dallas one, I like the Dallas one a lot. I think Dallas came in second.
I like Dallas. I'm not a fan of the OKC one. I was like, why?
Yeah, that one
I guess because everybody's young, but man, you could have got a better vet.
Yeah.
But anyways. Yeah. So some of our ex-Raptors got traded. That's how Utah Watanabe got traded.
I didn't even see that one. He went to the Knicks, Nets?
Went to Grizzlies.
Okay, because I know Royce the Suns O'Neal. Got Royce O'Neal.
Oh, Royce O'Neal, yeah. Royce.
Yeah. Royce, not Rice. Royce O'Neal, yeah.
And then, what's his name? Mr. 416.
Delano.
Bujubantan.
Yo, hey, I saw his game on Portland. He played nice.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm excited for that because Portland is a team that they're looking for players that could play. He was on Boston, right? He was getting no run on Boston.
Yeah, he's gonna get his minutes. It looks like he's gonna get his minutes, and he might develop in Portland. But outside of that, there's all the small
Malachi
trades
Flynn
here and
got
there.
Traded again.
He's out the league.
I feel bad for him.
Yeah, he's out the league on that trade.
Well, you never know. There's many leagues to play. There's Dennis Schroeder. They dash with Dennis Schroeder, and then
I was questioning that one, but that's a money
probably to give up some to get some cash flexibility for next year. Patrick Beverley now playing with Dame Dollar in Milwaukee. Yo, Milwaukee is freaking interesting. This team, I think they only won one game. Or two
no,
games.
Two games. I checked Six. It. I checked. I know. I think three. They just won their third one.
No,
did they win that game just now?
They
lost
last night. They got dust by Miami.
So they only won two then.
Without Butler.
They only won two then because I went to check back.
Dust.
I was like, how much games did they win? since
like they got Doss, and they I don't know. There's something
that's
going on in Milwaukee.
The worst firing.
That's
the
a
worst
story.
Firing.
That is a story. There's something going on in Milwaukee. Serious, because because you're second seed and now you're just losing. They won three and lost what, like five or six?
Puff, are you telling me you miss soap opera mix up episodes so much that you want to say
no, brother?
The world turns.
No, there's something coming.
The world turns. So, the
they're,
world
they're not
turns
talking.
In
they're
Milwaukee?
Talking. All I'm hearing. Somebody called me the other day. Know what they're telling me?
Yeah.
That Adrian Griffin told Giannis, said, "Yo, B, your brother, you have to send him to the G League, or you have to, we have to open up a spot." I said, "What
the
are
soap
you
opera
talking
is coming
about?
Back.
What are you? This is my.
See? And you see, it's meant to be. I'm all green like the box, so the soap opera must come back.
I don't know, man, but they're not saying much. But you know they're gonna start talking about
there
Milwaukee. We're
gonna be
your
ready.
Coach. The coach that's gonna be the all-star coach
all-star
for the play.
Coach,
because you're in the privilege. Second seed doing that well. Then you fired him." Then you get Doc Rivers, and Doc Rivers don't look like he's doing anything, but you guys are still losing against teams where you think you should beat.
I think we need to cut it, guys. We're about to go chat too long. All right, Milwaukee, anyway, Milwaukee, you don't want to hear the flames. Any other big trade out there that is worthy to mention?
Let's see. I don't even see.
Did Boston make anything big? Did they at the top? I don't think they made any
move. No, but they moved like some small, like Banton, Bujabantan. But
what
like,
I did like,
I don't think they really.
Before you go, sorry to interject. I did like the buyout market moves. Kyle Lowry going to Philly, that's a big one.
Yeah, but I love Kyle Lowry, but I think it's the end.
The veteran
is coming towards the veteran coming towards the end. Celtics just gave away Banton.
Delano.
Yeah, with some cash just and they got to protect the second round pick. I think they just opened up a spot, possibly for a buyout.
Ah, true. Because you never know. There's so much madness in the buyout market. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
It's interesting. And then Spencer Dinwiddie with the Lakers.
Yeah, I like that move. Gives them a solid backup off the bench.
I don't know. Lakers.
You know what I mean? Lakers can't hardly make no moves, man. They're so cap struck. Restricted. They can't do anything, bro.
Yeah, that's true. But did you hear the story? The last thing we were talking about. Did you hear the story about OKC trying to? Not OKC, but Golden State making a move for LeBron.
Trying to get a trade for LeBron. You can't.
LeBron
saying,
"I ain't going nowhere." What do you mean?
You can't trade for LeBron.
But then again, who the hell are you trading? You trade half your team.
Klay Thompson. No, Klay is going. They'll have to give up Kuminga, but they're like, I don't want to give up Kuminga. Kuminga has to go.
Yeah, it'd be trade, but that's still not enough. Steve Kerr. That's still not enough, though.
LeBron wants to play for Steve Kerr, but yo, guy, you gotta wait till the Olympics, my G. That's not happening. Nah. That's not happening in real life. Nah. Okay?
But anyways,
I don't care what you say.
That was a quick wrap. Raptors, this message goes out to you. Please give me something to cheer for. Please.
Yo, you said light in the background. Vern Belize.
Thank you.
Vern Belize. 2 years.
No, what, Vern?
It longer than two.
No, I got to flip it around. I got to celebrate these losses. Because know what these losses bring?
Top pick.
A better chance for the number one pick. So I'm going to start celebrating. That's going to make me. I feel better. Because you know
every
what?
Year.
You know what's coming? The number one pick. Back. More losses. Back. A higher pick. Again. A higher pick.
Exactly.
A higher pick.
Yo,
more loss. Higher pick.
Again. Again, that's another episode. Don't forget to do
and higher pick.
Subscribe.
More loss. Lose again. Get
so
more
pick. Know when we drop.
Peace.
That's another episode.
Next time.
See you.